Honored guests of the Joytsu are asked to stay close to their personal guard. Security forces are escorting all guests to secure locations. We ask that you remain calm. This maneuver is merely a precaution. All inquiries are to be directed to the messenger droid. Thank you.
That's hardly going to keep them calm.
It's better than telling them a Dalek attack squad is on its way.
You have turned the intercom off, haven't you?
We have to try and get a signal. Get some help.
We'll have a job. They've jammed all communications. We've got to try and get everyone away from here.
We can't. The Daleks will pick everyone off who leaves this planet.
There's got to be something.
Too late. They're here.
Followed by the suppression of the survivors, and at the minute, that's us.
We have to try and get a signal. Get some help.
The only thing we can do is try and get away and warn the doctor.
That is precisely what we want you to do.
This is brilliant, just absolutely brilliant.
The Skazers have control of my mind all this time. Why?
You were the key.
The key? The key to what?
The Godmaker.
Since when do all powerful creators of everything need a key?
We are not the creators of everything. Everything is the creator of itself.
We are simply the power.
I didn't know that the Supreme Being was known for its modesty.
Such ideas are beyond us. Xylos gave us new life.
We gave him new hope.
Now, what's that supposed to mean?
When I came here, the whole complex was ready and waiting for me.
So there was something that the Skazis wanted from you. A key. Ooh, I wonder.
What is it, Doctor?
The symbols. Everything in here is a hard copy of an algorithm. Oh, that, of course! Don't you know the legends? The Skazis created a code. Crack that code, and you have the control of everything. They created the paradigm.
But the paradigm was supposed to be the legend, wasn't it?
Well, so the legends say, but it's ridiculous when you think about it. How can a code itself hold the power of creation?
The code can be used to control a machine, so I have the code?
No. Merely the key.
Not the key to the machine, but the key to the code. Oh, but that's it. The paradigm needs imagination to crack it.
Me?
No one within a million light years has got that much imagination. The heart, the will, and the soul, it was all there. So when you arrived, newly regenerated, your mind still in the weakened state, I assumed you regenerated before you came here.
Yes, I did.
Good, otherwise I'm talking rubbish. Then, it's obvious that they extracted the code from your mind when you arrived.
But when he came here, he lacked hope.
So we gave him hope.
Now, what do you mean by that, I wonder?
Report on control status. Controls are locked. The Time Lord's position is locked.
What do you lot want here?
That is none of your concern.
No, but it's mine. I'm vice controller of this facility. My name is Andromeda.
You are irrelevant. We want the secrets that Xylos has been harboring here.
So why do you want the Doctor?
When the Doctor is secure, he will not intervene with our plans.
Who are you trying to kid? That's what the Doctor does. And that's what he'll do again, and I'll make sure of that.
You will bring the Doctor to us.
Yes, sir.
You will operate the TARDIS machine. You will bring the Doctor, or the clone will die.
Why do you keep on calling Andromeda a clone?
Because I am.
What do you mean you gave Xylos hope?
When he came here, he was without hope.
We gave that to him.
You mean creating the complex for him?
No.
This was before.
Before? No. Now you're just not making sense.
When Xylos came here,
he was alone.
And we gave him what he most desired.
So you brought Andromeda here?
We made Andromeda.
But Andromeda inhabits that
which we created.
It's true, Doctor. Andromeda is not all she appears to be.
Then what is she?
A composite construct, but with added feature of having Andromeda's soul.
Her soul? But to have her soul, if you believe in that sort of thing, that means that... Oh, Xylos. When?
I don't know. I returned to Gallifrey and I found she'd been dead some time. A regeneration complication. All 13 lives thrust on her in microseconds. I was lost. And through my wanderings, I came here.
But the construct now holds more than one soul.
Someone just as lost now has the comfort of a loved one returned.
Well, it's no one I... Oh, my word. No, it couldn't be.
What?
Your niece inhabits that body. The other soul. The lost one seeking a loved one? Sam isn't talking to Andromeda. On the beach, she wasn't kissing Andromeda. She was... It was Taryn.
I'm a construct of Xylos' niece from Gallifrey.
Then she's dead.
Xylos was a broken man, but the powers here have created something much more.
Xylos didn't make you.
No. Sam, do you believe in an immortal soul? That a soul can remember everything?
Are you telling me that you are actually Andromeda in spirit?
Yes, in spirit, mind, just not the body. It's part of the power of this place.
And we shall claim that power!
You will not. There is nothing in spirit that you seek. I feel no soul attempting to communicate.
You mean there can be more than one?
There already has been, for some time now. I've been here with you ever since you arrived.
You don't mean...
I told you that I love you, that I will always love you. And if you love me, then you would go.
I should have known. Your eyes. The way you kiss. Taryn, is that really you?
Yes, Sam, it's me. Just a different face.
This conversation must cease now! You are wasting time!
I told you, we're not doing what you asked!
Then Andromeda will die!
That's an idle threat. I can't pilot the TARDIS. It's a different model to the Doctor's.
You lie! The operating principles of a TARDIS machine are constant.
Then you do it!
Sam, no!
A simple reversal of position will facilitate our plans.
I can see you, Taryn.
All right, but harm her and you will know the true meaning of suffering.
Oh, this is brilliant. Now, to work. I have to know how all this works. Your power source is the planet, but not just that, the vortex itself, correct?
Correct.
That's how you manipulate space-time so perfectly. You can make paradoxes of the timeline.
Thus meaning, apart from being the most frightening time and space weapon ever, anyone who commands your power can have anything they wanted, and time wouldn't even bat an eyelid.
Wrong.
Oh.
We do not manipulate existing time.
We create new time.
Now that is frightening. How do you create new time in a universe where it already exists? If you mean to create a chain of events in the future transplanted from the past, then that's fine, I never liked predeterminism. Or do you mean to create new time in past time?
Neither.
We simply make new time.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I really don't know.
This is our greatest secret.
The beings
here command Xylos. Xylos commands us.
And we
command new time.
That's why you created my mind block. You knew that as a Time Lord, I have a responsibility to chronological events. These actions I would have normally set about stopping it for safety reasons.
Well said. And being duped is something that we take personally.
We create for peaceful purposes. For survival.
For prosperity and for life.
All hostile actions are banned, and ill thought is forbidden.
Are you sure?
We are.
We are the Skaces.
We were there at the creation of the universe.
Me too. Twice.
We know. We know you, Doctor.
You have fought for us before.
In new time.
Prove it.
Who is that man?
But that's Sarah Jane. I don't know the young blonde lady. But by process of elimination, that young man in the suit. That's me.
But you never looked like that.
No, or did I? Or will I?
You have. You will.
You are the warrior of the Skaces.
Warlord of Apshai in new time.
Oh, that's good. I think I've got it.
My TARDIS. Andromeda must have homed in on me.
Doctor, Uncle Xylos.
What is it, child?
It's Sam and the complex. We've been invaded.
Whom by?
Daleks.
Oh, no. How can they know about this place?
Well, they're here and they've got Sam.
All right, come on.
But, Doctor.
They'll keep. They've been here since creation. 10 minutes is not going to hurt. Now, come on, you two. Move. Hello, boys. Long time.
Doctor.
Sam, thank goodness. How do you feel?
Awful. They shot me.
I know. Well, isn't this spiffing? All friends together, I see. So, how can we help?
Secure him!
What were you doing with those claws?
Our plans do not require you.
Pah! I'm insulted.
You have led the Daleks to their objective. You have provided us with the power of the Skiasis.
How did you know about it?
We have always known. It has been a primary Dalek objective for centuries.
And with my help you found it?
Yes. Your usefulness has expired. All measures have been taken against your intervention. The extermination of everyone in the complex. Your companions.
New suit, I see. Let me guess, specially armoured, insulated against guidance system jamming, and levitation.
Yes!
And your balls are smaller as well.
Your flippancy is wasted, Doctor!
Yes, oh mighty one! Everyone allow me to introduce you to the Big Cheese himself, the Emperor of the Daleks!
You have served the Daleks well.
Oh, no. No, don't even think about playing head games with me. I'm too old. So the Daleks want the Skaces, do they? To what? Make the universe into a Dalek universe? Yawn, boring, unimaginative, or is the fabled cult on a half-day closing?
You are wrong!
Doctor, you will soon see the true intention. You will see our triumph. Dalek Supreme, is the facility secure?
All is prepared.
Excellent. The fleet will be at the Joy Sphere in 6 rounds.
He's on the doorstep, so he's going to do his own dirty work for once.
My arrival is imminent.
Doctor, what would they want here?
The power of God. This is what the Daleks have wanted for a long time. A Dalek universe. Now they might just get it.
We shall move to the entrance chamber.
Is he too big to get in here?
Move!
Escort Division reports that the Emperor's ship has docked. Emperor's mobility casing is stable.
In a mobility casing, he's disconnected from the hive mind.
Is that a good thing?
Could be.
Your thoughts of resistance will be dismissed. Emperor approaching. Humanoids will kneel. Kneel. Area secure.
Perimeter created. The Emperor approaches.
Dalek Supreme, report.
Everything is prepared.
What of the Doctor?
Behind you, big bumps. Well, I must say, I like the coat. Ooh, a black trim. Gorgeous, lovey.
Have all preparations been made to aid the Doctor's cooperation?
Yes.
Excellent. Doctor, you will take me to the stasis chamber.
Ooh, then let me think long and hard about no.
Obey! Obey!
No.
Exterminate the human female.
I obey!
No, alright. Me and Xylos will take you to the chamber, but understand this. When there, my friends are to be released.
No. They are our bargaining power.
Bargaining power? You're about to take possession of the greatest power source ever, and you want to bargain?
Their survival will be trivial in the eyes of our victory.
Don't worry about us, Doctor.
We'll be fine.
Youth over wisdom, Doctor.
Yes, my friend. All right, then, chaps, shall we go?
I think this is the way we came.
It is.
Doctor, what are we going to do?
I'm thinking, old friend, I'm thinking.
There is nothing to be done but to merely accept the Dalek victory.
Who haven't got the thing yet?
The Skasis came into our possession the moment you set foot on this planet.
Warning.
Warning.
Hostile force detected.
This is the Skasis?
No, it's a mobile toaster. What do you think?
Skasis. I am the Emperor of the Daleks. You will now serve us.
Negative.
You are hostile.
You are not the key. You do not command us.
Well, that's buggered up your plans, hasn't it? Not meek as a humanoid.
Xylos, you will approach.
I will not.
Guard unit, torture the Doctor. Every refusal will meet with the Doctor receiving an energy charge. I obey.
Xylos, don't do it.
Fire! Ah! Obey!
No.
Fire!
Ah!
Obey!
Xylos, please, no, don't!
Fire!
All right. Just release him. Skasis, grant me control.
Complying.
Guard unit. Instigate phase 2 of the operation. I obey.
What are you doing?
No, you can't do that.
Implement new orders.
No!
Orders received.
Creating.
Once the Daleks sought the power of the Skasis, and as a new dawn approaches, so shall the new order. I do not possess the Skasis. I am the Skasis. I am the God-maker!